This is the old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, pastor here at Radio Missions, First Baptist Church of Algiers, formerly in New Orleans, but now in Walker, Louisiana. And we're happy to be with you folks. Oftentimes I'm remiss in not thanking you for helping us with the broadcast. Many of you are doing that thing. If you want to help get out the gospel, we're always happy to hear from you, pray for us, and let us and help us with the broadcast. And I've failed to mention it many times. We can take your tithe or your offerings over the phone with the credit card. If you do that, we'd be glad to charge it to your credit card, whatever amount. We have folks that do that. They give us their credit card number, and they said, keep that on file now, Trailblazer, and every month, first of the month, I'll mark off my tithe. But we're just happy to have folks listening, and we're looking in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, and we were looking there at Joseph. There, he was bound in prison. You know the story there. Held in those chains all those years. His wisdom was tried there in Genesis 39:22, we find. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all of the prisoners that were in prison. And whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. And the Holy Spirit passed over that. He passed over something else here in Genesis 47:14. Now listen, Joseph gathered up all the money that was found in the land of Egypt. This is during the famine in the land of Canaan for the corn which they bought. And Joseph brought the money into Pharaoh's house. He didn't keep one penny of it, not one penny. That's a far cry from our present-day televangelists and world-class preachers, isn't it? We see almost every day now where there's some scandal in those things, where they abscond with the money. And preachers runs off with the piano player and stays a couple of 3 months, and then all of a sudden you see him back with the money gone. But my friend Joseph set the example. He gathered all the money that was found in the land of Egypt, selling the corn and the wheat and the rye and all those things, and he brought the money to Pharaoh's house. That's why the Pharaoh trusted Joseph. The Lord had blessed him with honesty and integrity and character, and listen, he didn't keep a penny. And then Joseph said unto them on the third day, this do and live. Listen, he feared God there. And he expressed it in Genesis 42:18. Let's look at that verse. Joseph said unto them, this is his brothers, this do and live, for I fear God. I wonder how much the fear of God is in your heart at this time, my friend, my radio listener, my faithful folks who hear me day in and day out. I wonder if there's a fear of the Lord. The scripture says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Oh, my friend, we're not talking about that slavish fear. No, no. Do you fear him? I do. I do, man. I fear the Lord. Then he passed over his compassion for his brethren in Genesis 42:24. And he turned himself from them and wept and returned to them again and communed with them and took Simeon and bound him before their eyes. Now, my friend, I asked you, have pled with you, go there and read. In Genesis, the story. Go back there and read where there was a famine in the land, and Joseph went and got his dad up there, brought him down, and Pharaoh gave him the best part of the land, gave him Goshen. And then after a few years, the famine came. Let's go back there and read that before our next study, if you will. Now, what compassion he had for his brother. That story alone is worth all your effort, my friend, of reading and studying, meditating upon what compassion he had for those when they sold him into Egyptian bondage. Sure, and yet he returned good for evil. He passed over evil with good. Finally, in Genesis 45:10, he brought them into the land of Goshen, gave them from the land of Egypt. He went and got them, gave them the land of Goshen to dwell in with all their flocks. Then he passed over his reverence to his father in Genesis 48:12. And Joseph brought them out from between his knees. This is talking about Joseph, two sons, and bowed himself with his face towards the earth. Did you know the providence of God is a great wonder? I love to speak of the providence of God because I look back in my life and I see where the Lord kept me in hand, in tow, as it were, one day, one week, one year after another, here, there, and yon. And that's what he did with Joseph. And he brought him there and made him the prime minister of Egypt and all those years. And then when his dad came, his father came, Pharaoh's heart was moved to give him the best land that they had, the land of Goshen. And I don't know for sure. I can't find out. But I don't believe the plagues affected the land of Goshen. I don't believe it did. No, sir, I just don't believe it does. Now, that's maybe debatable. And when Joseph had brought them from beneath his knees, he bowed himself with his face to the earth. Now, that was a great act of faith on Joseph's part. That's what we're studying here, the faith chapter, the 11th chapter of Hebrews. And he didn't want his children brought up in the Egyptian court. He didn't want them brought up in the world. And yet I'm afraid there's folks who hear me that have let their children, to let them become as the world is. I don't know. Maybe you don't have children. Maybe you do. But I see the world as it is, the fashions as they are. And every now and then, I'll stop and say a word or two about those things. And I'd like to do that at this time. I go to the mall once in a great while. We'll find a bench somewhere and sit down on it. And I see our young girls, preteen, 11, 12, with ungodly clothes on, short shorts, and a halter top. And I just wonder, mothers, do you think anything, do you care anything for your children to let them do that? It leads one to another. That leads to another. Pretty soon, they'll be wearing those short shorts and a halter top. And now they tell me that they wear those things to church. They don't do it here where I pastor. But my friend, the thing is, they don't teach them no different. They don't rule their household. The dads go play golf or go shoot pool or drink beer on Sunday and let the children, their mother, have their way. And they come to their mother and say, "Well, a bunch of us is going down to the park, Mama. Is that all right?" "Well, yeah, go ahead, darling. Just be careful." And they wind up down there on the beach somewhere drinking beer and cutting up. And all. My friend, we've lost our children. We've lost them. You've lost yours. I know what I'm talking about. I have many, many who talk to me, "What can I do about my daughter? What can I do about my son? He's smoking dope. Now he's in the penitentiary for doing this and doing that." My friends, they're gone. They're gone. You can't do nothing with them. But my friend, you who have little ones, little children, from the age of 10, 11 on down, start now to do something with them. What do you want me to do, Pastor? I want you to teach them. Teach them the scriptures. Sit down and read the Bible with them. Bible stories. We got dozens and dozens of good sound books here at the bookstore. And you can read those to them at night about the Lord. Their truth, as it were. But my friend, we don't do that. We turn the television on when they come in from school. Go in their room. Maybe turn the computer on. Run up all of that pornography and all of those things on those sites that they know how to find. That I wouldn't know how to start. But they know how. And oh, listen. You knock on the door and they click that thing off. You do, because it's a pornographer there, and smut, all of those things. And what does it lead to? It leads to dope, it leads to drugs, it leads to alcoholism, and all of those things. Now, I know that I'm not in the world like I used to be, but I read the papers. I read the arrest warrants that go out in our little old community here, and that's another thing that burns me up. I read those court records, and the judge here, one or two or three of them, someone arrested for making a meth lab, and they get 6 months suspended sentence. The judge just don't want to make them a hardened criminal. 6 months suspended sentence. If he'd give them 6 months on a work crew out there somewhere chopping briars on the side of the road, they'd think about it. Our judges are just as much to fault as you mothers and dads are. Now you say, "Old Trailblazer, you meddling." Well, it's my business to meddle in your business, because I'm going to be held responsible. Was I true to my audience? My friend, I'd rather die than I had to mislead somebody. I know what it is. I know what it is. I see parents. I see mothers and dads struggling with those things. They don't know what to do with them. But you didn't start out early enough, and I'm telling you, start out early. You take a little old tree out here in your yard, a little bush, and you bend it over when it's little, it'll grow bent over. But if you stand it up tall, take a stake by it where it won't blow over, it'll stand up tall. But if you don't, it'll bend over, my friend. And that's what our children are doing. They have those beer parties, and one of the families be out of town, and they say, "Let's go over to Susie's house. They all gone. We'll have a beer party there." And the folks come home, and their beer cans and stuff all over the place. Oh, my friend, but listen. And I know I'm getting off of my subject, but here we see Joseph, much faith. Do you trust the Lord? You can trust him for your children. He don't want you to let them go. He don't relieve you of that responsibility. You know you have a responsibility, my friend. Just like when I come on this air, I have a responsibility to be true to your soul. You have a responsibility. Those children are your responsibility. They are. And I know many homes is wrecked because daughters have gone off and lived a life of sin and degradation, come home with maybe a baby or two, and done hit the skids. Oh, but my friend, listen. I'm afraid there's folks in my own audience here, out there in my radio audience, listening to me. You go any length for your boys and girls to dress up in the fashion of the world, to any length to let them mix with the crowd and to be not be an oddball there, and let them know that it's all right to find their place in the world and have to do that. They have to mix with that ungodly crew, drinking beer and smoking dope and all those things. Listen, I just tell you, my heart's heavy for them, for your folks, my friend. But listen, Joseph didn't do that. He had respect for his father's religion, so-called, his father's God, because his father was like his God. And he brought these boys, those two boys, Ephraim and Manasseh, from between his knees and said, "Father, bless them. I want them to be a part of the great covenant of grace." And we are particular about that thing. Are we particular about it? What is your children exposed to as they grow up? Do they have a Bible in their room by their chair? Do they? Do they, my friend? Are you ever invite them into the living room to hear the old Trailblazer or the Voice of Truth broadcast on Sunday or our worship services here on Sunday? They're on your internet. And you can go there, go to our website, radiomissions.org, and you can hear the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, if you just go there and select what you want to hear. But I ask you, are you particular about where your children, where they grow up? Are you teaching them to dance and carrying them to places, dropping them off? Oh, my friend, I know. When I was, my youngest girl was in high school, she played basketball, and my wife and I carried a station wagon full of them to every time they had a game away from home. And many a night I came home to the gym. Their mamas and daddies were supposed to be there at 12 o'clock at night. Nobody there. Well, my wife and I carried them home. We'd get home 1, 2 o'clock in the morning because some mother and dad allowed their daughter to go off and not have any way to get home from the gymnasium. And I know, I felt good about doing it. I praise the Lord. Maybe I had a little influence on some of those girls. I hope I did. But listen, my folks, it's a lot there that we could say, but the old Trailblazer done got off his subject. Speaking about Joseph and the faith that he exhibited there in coming up and being true to God's word and not being influenced by those around him. But this is the old Trailblazer. My address is the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. And my website, radiomissions.org. You can go there, look on our homepage, and you find where you can hear the old Trailblazer 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You just look over there on the left side of your screen. You'll see radio broadcasting. And then click over on the other side, Trailblazer, and you'll find it there. And if you have any trouble, you call me, and I'll get you settled on it. My phone number here at the office is 225-664-8658. Goodbye, and God bless you.